कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Gaur Premanande, Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa, Parivachakacharya His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam, Nitai Gaur Premanande, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 38-39. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Grihastasya kriyatyago. Vratatyago vaturapi. Tapashino grama seva, bhiksho indriya lolalata, bhiksho indriya lolata, ashrama pasada yete. Just one verse on it, right? Okay. Grihastasya kriyatyago. Bratatyago vatorapi, tapashino gramo seva, vikshor indriya lolata. Εγώ. There's two verses actually. Grihastasya. For a person situated in household life. Kriyataga. To give up the duty of a householder. Vratatyaga. To give up vows and austerity. Vato. For a brahmachari, happy also, tapashina, for a vanaprastha, one who has adopted a life of austerities, gramaseva, to live in a village and serve the people therein. Viksho, for a sannyasi who lived by begging alms. Indriyalolata, addicted to sense enjoyment. Ashramaha, of the spiritual orders of life. Apasada, the most abominable. He, indeed, ete, all these, kalu, indeed, ashrama indavanaha, imitating and therefore cheating the different spiritual orders. Deva maya vimudhan, who are bewildered by the external energy of the Supreme Lord. Tan, them. Upekshata, one should reject and not accept as genuine. Anukampaya, or by compassion. Teach them real life. Translation, it is abominable for a person living in the Grihastha ashram to give up the regular principles, for a brahmachari not to follow the brahmachari vows while living under the care of the guru, for a vanaprastha to live in the village and engage in so-called social activities, for a sannyasi to be addicted to sense gratification. One who acts in this way is to be considered the lowest renegade. Such a pretender is bewildered by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one should either reject him from any position, or taking compassion upon him, teach him, if possible, to resume his original position. Purport. We have repeatedly stressed that human culture does not begin unless one takes to the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Although grihastha life is a concession for the enjoyment of sex, one cannot enjoy sex without following the rules and regulations of householder life. Furthermore, as already instructed, a brahmachari must live under the care of the guru. Brahmachari gurukule vasandanto guror hitam. If a brahmachari does not live under the care of the guru, if a vanaprastha engages in ordinary activities, or if a sannyasi is greedy and eats meat, eggs, and all kinds of nonsense for the satisfaction of his tongue. He is a cheater and should immediately be rejected as unimportant. Such persons should be shown compassion, and if one has sufficient strength, one should teach them to stop them from following the wrong path in life. Otherwise, one should reject them and pay them no attention. Namo Om Shri Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasari Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesh Vinivadi Pashyata Deshatarine. Too much singing last night. So any systems of religion or even an ordinary life that people live in, there is a system. And everything has rules and regulations, principles. Yeah. You cannot run a society without principles. That's the first thing. Even in animal life, there is some system of principles that they follow from according to their instincts. It's not that everything is just like that, do whatever you like. So, especially in spiritual life, there is strict rules and regulations. Because we are dealing here with Bhagavan. How to develop love for God. It's not a cheap thing. Developing love for God, there has to be strict religious dharma principles. And that principles is not just made up principles. It's given by God Himself. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Bhagavat, Bhagavan, who enunciated the religious principles for those who aspire to become God-conscious, to develop love for Krishna, to develop bhakti, devotional service to Krishna. And that we can learn that from Guru, the spiritual master. That's why it says here, Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta Guror Hitam. Okay, serious. I can't concentrate if you're all doing your own thing. The spiritual master that teaches us how to develop love for Krishna. There's teachers. The spiritual teacher is not an English teacher that teaches you how to learn English, ABC. The spiritual teacher teaches us how to control our senses. Vasandanta gurohitam. Danta means to control. Sense control is a very, very important aspect in life. Not only spiritual life, even in material life. There has to be some sort of control. Haribol. If there is no control, then there is going to be havoc in your own life. For example, grihastha life. Those who are married. It is not a life of simply an enjoyment, as much as you like to think. There is no enjoyment actually. It is a life of responsibility. Care for each other. Then you have children, you have to care for children. There is a lot of responsibility. Grihastha life is actually a life of dharma. Principles to make you Krishna conscious in the midst of hardship, in the midst of responsibility, in the midst of all kinds of regulation principles that you hold up to make a good grihastha life. Isn't it? That's why Krishna created the four ashrams, like it's mentioned here. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. If you live a good brahmachari life in the beginning stages of your life, follow the strict rules and regulations as in the Gurukul. Krishna himself went to Gurukul. What is Gurukul? Guru means one who teaches in the school, Kula, Dharma, in a place where you live a very strict life. Like a boarding school. He lived there. It's not just Gurukul. Whole Hare Krishna movement is a school where we teach religious principles to each other. Vasandanta Gurohitam. There must be sense control. You have something more important to say. Right? You can sit here. So the spiritual master teaches us how to control our senses. If you don't control your senses, then this animalistic life. You see people in the street, there is no sense control. Eat whatever you like, do whatever you like. Actually, you can do whatever you like, actually. Because you're controlled by Maya. You're controlled by Guna, the three Guna, the material nature. Krishna says, living entities act according to my nature, the material energy working under my directions. You can think, oh, I can do whatever I like. No, actually, no one can do whatever they like. We are being dragged by our senses. Our senses are pulling us down. So, therefore, we have this society, an institution, a gurukula, a system where we can learn how to live a life. Life of dharma, principles that uplift us from sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is not the ultimate solution to life. Sense control it is. Indriya daman. Imagine if the world have no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, it'd be a better place. There's no pubs because you don't drink. You don't have crazy people in the street, drunkards, women, nizers. You'd be people who follow dharma, religious society. A society of people who are dharma or devotees, saintly people, saints. That is Satya Yuga, where people live a life of dharma, abide by the religious rules and regulations. Because God is in the center of everything. When Krishna is in the center of everything, then everything goes smoothly. When you put yourself in the center, then there's a problem. Because we don't have sense control. When you drink alcohol, you're messed up. You speak whatever because you don't have control over your mind. You don't have control. That's why Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. Control your mind. Control your senses. In the 13th chapter, in the 6th chapter, Krishna emphasizes how to control the senses. These are the basic things for a devotee. Basic things, basic rules and regulations where we can at least control, at least speak what is necessary, eat what is necessary. Natya natasti yogasti. Krishna says a yogi is one who eats less, not too much, not too little. Sleep, not too much, not too little. He speaks that. Natya natasti yogasti. A yogi. We are bhakti yogi. We are expected to be following these things automatically. So a sannyasi is a fourth stage of life, the highest stage in spiritual life. Brahmachari grihastha to banav sannyas. Prabhupada is very strict here. He says, that
If a brahmachari does not live under the care of the guru, if a vanaprastha engages in ordinary activities, or if a sannyasi is greedy and eats meat, eggs, all kinds of nonsense with satisfaction of his tongue, he is cheater and should immediately be rejected as unimportant. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that whatever a great man does, common man will follow in his footsteps. So grihasthas or vanaprasthas, or sannyasis, the brahmacharis, we are all leaders in society to lead the society in the right direction where we can turn to Krishna, to the path of Krishna, to Krishna bhakti, devotion to Krishna. If we can't set the example, who can set the example? Acharya van, Srila Prabhupada, Acharya. Acharya means one who teaches by example. We want to be Acharya, we want to be guru, we want to be a sannyasi. You have to set the standard. You have to send the rules and regulations. You have to be like an Acharya. You have to be an exemplary person who can guide the society, who can guide the devotees into the society of devotional life. Otherwise, we don't accept the orders of sannyas. It's not a joke. Sannyasi is one who sets by example. That's what it means, Acharya. Acharya van. One who sets by example of his own example, of his own standard of life, spiritual life. Eat less, sleep less, chant more rounds, chant japa, or associate devotees. The standard has already been given. We're not making anything up. Otherwise, one should reject them and pay them no attention. The respect is given accordingly. Why do we respect the sannyasi? Why do we pay obeisances to a devotee, touch their feet? Because they can impart us that bhakti. They have the power. Ekakyamai nai paipal harinam sankirtan. They have the power to give us that harinam sankirtan. On my own, I am unable to perform the bhakti devotional service to Krishna. But when we can do it together, then we can inspire each other. Because the mind is like flickering. Mind will always dwell on other objects. When we do it on our own, the mind will drag us to other objects, away from Krishna, away from devotional service. This is the why we do it together. So we're being checked by each other. Guru Kule. We have to live under the shelter of a guru, the spiritual master. The spiritual master can teach us. The Vaishnavas are the gurus, they're teachers, spiritual masters. It's not a license. I'm a grihastha, I can do whatever I like. It's not a license for a purpose here, for sense enjoyment. In fact, I speak to the grihasthas, all my friends are grihasthas. In this temple or other places in the world where I travel. Because the grihasthas, there's no time. They have to work so hard to pay off so many things. There's very little time to even engage in sense enjoyment. They're just too stressed out, working and paying off for everything. Sometimes they didn't have time to even speak to their wife because they're so busy. The only time they can talk to each other is when they're having food. It's good in a way, but you have to make sure that you also have time for Krishna. Krishna consciousness. This is why you're not able to come to temple every day, then you have a temple at your home. On the 25th, I'm doing a yajna, Radha Krishna installation at Grihastha's house. They can hardly be here. So they can have deity in their home. If you don't have deity at home, it doesn't matter, because you have deity in your heart. Krishna is there in your heart. Your mandir starts with your own self. Your body is the temple because you realize that Krishna is sitting in your heart as Paramatma, the super soul. This was decorated in our body with tilak. We can have this temple. It's not a fashion to come to the temple and, you have the deities here. We do our deity worship and bas ho gaya, and we have a relax. No, we have to realize these deities are here, the temple's here, so we can become more Krishna conscious. Prabhupada says chanting Hare Krishna means chanting, by chanting Hare Krishna, it makes us to chant more chanting Hare Krishna, more, to increase the number. Like love. If you love, then you should increase more love. It's not just simple a talk. Otherwise people will criticize us. We have to be so perfect that they can't open their mouth. So this Prabhu is so good. This devotee is so nice. This sannyasi is my favorite sannyasi. They're so perfect. They lead by example. Prabhupada wants us to be first class Vaishnava, first class sannyasi, first class devotee. If we can't be first class, then we have to start thinking there is room for improvement. How we can become first class? It's not a matter of I'm first class, everyone worship me. First class means we have to deserve the respect. We have to qualify ourselves. Just like they have this retreat today. It's not that they go over there and ha ha ha. No, they have a full-on program there. And it's not that we go away with the family and some outing to have a relaxation. No, we go away so we can come together to discuss about Krishna. Maybe this temple is too small. So they have a place where they go there, so they can have a bigger place, so they can immerse themselves in chanting and dancing and hearing about Krishna Katha from a senior devotee. So this is why. The idea is to have all this facility so that we can become more Krishna conscious. It's not a place for us to enjoy enjoyment, material enjoyment. Oh, wow, and let's go to the temple so we can have we can have a better facility to enjoy good food. And let's go to the Hare Krishna temple. They have really good food. What time is the food? No, we come here because we can hear it's a Srila Prabhupada give us this place so suitable for us so we can have a better facility so we can become a better devotee of Krishna. That's the idea. Not that we have more facilities so we can become a more sense enjoyer. That's not sometimes we get this idea, like in India, some of the brahmacharis, sometimes they think, they become a good brahmachari, so the guru may take you to America or bring you to Australia. And in the beginning, you are a nice devotee, and then you make a show a little bit, and then after a while, when you settle yourself up nicely, bye-bye, I don't need Krishna anymore. Because you've got it all set up materially. You have it all. You got good bank balance, get yourself a family, ha ha ha, I got it all. I don't need Krishna anymore. Krishna can take it all away. Instantly, you get sick, you're going to be in a wheelchair all your life. I said this before. Krishna is the controller. Bhaktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the master of the three worlds. Bhaktaram, he is the enjoyer. We're not the enjoyer. How many wives can you have? 1, 2, 3, 4? Then you got to go to Middle East. This is not the place. Even if you have 1,000, you are only one person. You can't sleep with each wife every night. If you have 1,000 wives, you only live for 100 years. How does it make sense? If you want to enjoy, you can. Krishna can arrange that. You want to sleep for 6 months, fine. You take a bear. They sleep for 6 months. We don't want to sleep that long. then we miss out serving Krishna. You want to enjoy a sex enjoyment? Take buddy as a pigeon. They do it 60 times a day. That's why they all, they can move their body. They can't even fly because their wings are so tired. This is the reality. Human life is not meant for enjoyment like that. Gross enjoyment. The subtle enjoyment. The subtle enjoyment is Shuddha Bhakta. Love for Krishna. Very spiritual. Shukha. Very subtle. Very spiritual. It comes from the heart. That happiness, the spiritual happiness, it's so divine. Non-material. Golokara Premadhan, Hari Nama Sankirtan. This chant of the holy name has descended from Golok Vrindavan. It's not ordinary. It's spiritual. When you chant Hare Krishna, that happiness, there's no comparison with any material enjoyment because it is so divine. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. Material enjoyment, it begins with happiness, ends with misery. That's what Krishna said. There's no enjoyment. You can have 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids. The amount of work goes in is unlimited. You can even sit down and eat peacefully because everyone is going everywhere. You have to control. So where is the enjoyment? But everyone is so fired up. I need a family. Fine, you can have. But you have to see what is the responsibility in it. That is the real value of Grihastha life, is when you can actually understand that there is a deeper meaning in Grihastha life, where you can have control, where you can accept the responsibilities. It's not just what you think of it. It's not very shallow. It's not shallow like that. I know one guy, recently, that was his fourth marriage. And so his last marriage, he got some girl from India. He's about 50, and he bought someone like about 30 or even younger, young girl, and had 2-3 kids. And he decided that he will take sannyas. Without discussing with her, he took off overnight during the night. He went to India and took sannyas, some temple in Vrindavan. That is not sannyas. He wants sannyas, you have to take permission from the wife. You have to make sure your children are grown up, they married, they have enough funds. It's not just you can just do whatever you like. Yeah, I'm a sannyasi, so everyone can jump on my feet. Responsibility of a sannyasi is come from his teja, his shakti, his power of sense control, his love for Krishna. It's that so much he can emanate that power, that shakti. This is why we touch their feet, because they have that power. It's not simply, I'm a sannyasi, so walk around with a danda. Just like, when I took Brahman initiation, I was only 11 years old. 11 years old. Nowadays, they don't even give you first initiation till you are 18. I was already Brahman by the age of 11. And I had big, big fat thread like this. We can tie a cow with it. I thought, that's really nice. I can hang my keys with it. Or scratch my back with it. So similarly, there's different ashrams, and each ashram has their regulations and principles that they have to follow. The Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, Sannyas, Brahmachari, different ashram. Each ashram has their own regulatory principles for you to be responsible, for you to follow. Just like Brahmachari. Brahmachari is very strict life. He live in ashram. No free mixing with women. I was Brahmachari before, like 25 years as a Brahmachari, when I first came here in the beginning, in 1980. And two sannyasis were talking to me for 1 hour, like getting it all in my ear. Whew. It was Bhakti Chiru Maharaj and another person. This at Calcutta. I was just about to come to Australia in 1984. I was only like 19, and I was brahmachari. They told me, be careful, Australia is not the place for brahmachari, and so many things. And we in India, we have very strict, you know, grihasthas, sannyasis, and you know, we have to set the standard. Mayapur, Vrindavan is our headquarters, ISKCON. So we set good example. So there's brahmacharis there. And so I came here. Our whole half the temple was the Matajis, same age as me. Like, and they told me the only time you can talk to Mataji when you are passing a salt. Here's salt, Mataji. That's all. Not even looking. So that's weird. So, and I had to go to Sankirtan all day, and I didn't talk to the Mataji in the temple. I was talking to Matajis all day in the street. Same thing. And then you develop affection for them because you're so close. That's why there should be some separation. If you can't practice that, how are you going to concentrate chanting Hare Krishna? You can be thinking of them. I'm talking real thing, man. Don't talk love of God and bhakti unless we can have some sense control. And people say, oh, they talk like, oh, Krishna Prem. And you have to go to Narayan Maharaj where you get Krishna Prem. In ISKCON, you don't get it. No, it starts with devotional service. It starts with sense control. If you can't do these things, how are you going to talk so many other things? We haven't got over that sense control platform. And here we are talking about Krishna Leela. Pastimes with gopis of Krishna has. Ramananda Rai, he is an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai. Intimate associate. And I've heard he used to dress the gopis. You know, gopis, how beautiful that they are. He has no affection. Like, he just dressed them like he's dressing a doll. Hare Krishna Mataji, you know, like, we can't even hardly think of it. That's the advanced devotee, pure devotee. We can't look at someone without feeling affection. And then, because we haven't got to that platform. So therefore, there must be rules and regulations for our level of devotion. Krishna's devotee, they never say, I have God, love of Godhead. I'm already on that platform. They never speak like that. Because they're humble. Those who are pure devotees, they're associated with Krishna. They're on the spiritual platform. They're Kuttama Bhakti, pure devotees. But they are always so humble. They never like to advertise. They never like to say like this. They always say, I have so much room for improvement. How can I become a devotee? How can I control my senses? You read the songs of the acharyas, the song book, how humble they are. They are all Siddha Bhaktas, pure devotees of Krishna. And Prabhupada, he is so pure. Prabhupada used to say, I'm nothing without my guru. I'm just a humble servant of my guru. Because of his mercy, I have some service today to do. They could have done it. That's the attitude. I know there's a sannyasi right in the beginning days when I first joined. He used to serve prasadam. Sannyasi. He used to serve prasadam to all the devotees. And at the end, he would eat what's left in the bottom of the bucket. I was only a small boy, 10 years old, and I was very attracted to him for him doing that. Here I was, like, I was jumping into prasadam. Give it to me all. No control, whatever. Hey, more, give me more, give me more. Make the big plate. But halfway, I can't even finish eating. The sannyasi, he used to... So I was very attracted to his quality. I thought, I want to be like this sannyasi. I eat just left what's left. So what attracts us is austerity. Austerity is wealth of a brahmana. When you can control the senses, people are attracted to you. I lived in Malaysia and Singapore before. So every Sunday, we used to go to the market to buy vegetables. So he have to be wearing saffron, brahmachari, because they say, oh, here comes the monk. And they would, hey, take whatever you like, cauliflower, potato, tomato, take. So we take a van with us. We fill it up with the best quality. So they understand these people are austere. So much respect. Even in India, you walk down the street, you can be anybody. You wear saffron, ah, Swamiji. It's not just in a cloth. You have to see your heart. But my point is, there is the standard. The color also is important. Like a policeman. He said, he put the dress on. I lived in China, and then they had the Olympic 2008. And they, some kids, they have no idea how to be. They put them in police dress. Because they didn't have the shortage of police, I don't know what. So they put some kids, they put police dress. Go this way. But still, they represent the government. You have to have respect, even if they're just dumb. So, similarly, it's not always the dress. Dress is a code, but you have to have the sense control. You have to have the heart of a devotee. You know, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna, you know. Every time there's Pusharama, Hari Bol, can you do some survey? Oh, no, thanks. Like I said, like, what time's the food? You want to develop love for Krishna, you have to do service. So, sannyasi is the highest order of life. It's not because I took sannyas so everyone can respect me. They can give me gift. Air ticket to travel, first class. No, because you are giving Krishna consciousness to others. You need it. We give you because you deserve it. That attitude. But he can never think that I deserve it. He's thinking, I'm the servant. I'm the most humble servant of my guru. I'm the most insignificant. Srila Prabhupada was asked in America. He said, Swamiji, you are driving in a limousine. You are a renounced monk. How can you do that? So they said, Prabhupada said, God travels in a golden airplane. I'm here, I'm the representative of God. And my disciples have given me this tin can machine. Out of respect, devotional sentiment, I accept it. Prabhupada was very detached. This Burijan Prabhu, he told the story. He said that he gave Srila Prabhupada a ring, golden ring with a diamond in the middle, a gold around it. And they went for a morning walk the next day, and some new guy was wearing that ring. Like he never met him before. He said, who gave you that ring? He said, Prabhupada gave. And the day before, Prabhupada, he gave that ring to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was not attached, very detached. Some people give me a big stack of money, and while he's giving a talk, and he has this big stack of money in his hand, and he's talking at the same time. He's not attached. I gave money and stuff, oh, like, I'm Hari Bol, like, I love you. Can you become my disciple so I can get some more? No. Our attitude should be how I can help that person to become Krishna conscious. Our attitude should be how I can make others Krishna conscious from our own example. It's not a movement for lazy bums. ISKCON is a place where we come here so we can serve Krishna with all our heart. with our energy, like Prabhupada did, like our previous acharyas did. It's not a place for lazy men. Prabhupada did say, ISKCON movement is not a free hotel. It's a place where we can develop hard work for Krishna. You don't think, oh yeah, I'll chant Hare Krishna a little bit, and when I die, I'll just chant Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's really easy, you know. No worries. No. Don't throw dust on Krishna's eyes. He knows our heart. He's sitting in our heart. I hope people are listening online. I'm speaking for everybody, including me. So, these four ashrams are there. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanapasa, Sannyas. Brahmachari is a life of celibacy. Beginning of our life from the time we were born, from the age of six or five, you practice brahmachari, celibate life, no associating with women. I've seen today, it's the opposite. You know, boys, girls, they go to school. Hey, hi, everyone is mixing. I come to the temple, hey, I'm a brahmachari. Yeah, right. You're talking all day to Maharaji, I'm a brahmachari. Okay. It's not just you wear a saffron, you're a brahmachari. You actually have to have the character of a brahmachari. Therefore, grihastha is as good as brahmachari. Because grihastha brahmachari. You know that he sneak out at the middle of night. Yeah, I see, bye-bye. And you come back in the morning, doing a japa, you know. We're going to check you, what you're doing. Krishna knows us. Grihasthas can't do that. Mother Jula has asked, kidhar gaya? Where have you been? Right? He's in a spotlight. That's good. Krishna created the ashram so we can be good for Krishna. So we can develop the spiritual character. There's someone who can check on you. Your wife or a guru or other devotee, the same idea. Right? This class is just for me because I'm a heavy speaker, all these topics. Like, oh, I don't compromise. So the Prabhupada was very heavy. That's what guru means. Guru means one who is heavy with knowledge. Then the guy, Harival Prabhu, patting you all the time. We don't have time for that. We tell you the absolute truth, the knowledge that's required for us to make spiritual advancement. We need that sharp knife. Chop! Cut. Oh my goodness. Yeah. The ignorance that's sitting in our heart is deep, deep rooted. Like a tree of a root of a banyan tree goes miles away. You can't just easily pull it out. The seed of the creeper of devotion will grow gradually when you can pull that root out of our heart, which blocking that devotion to Krishna. The blockages. Isn't it? Like when you're making ghee, when I'm cooking the chickpeas. Big thing on top of, on the boiling, there's all this stuff comes up on top. You scoop it off. The foam. That's all amala. It's all the gravity, all the stuff that needed to be taken out. And then we take the chickpea out, it's pure foam. Cook it. It's so nice. Because we've taken all that garbage out of the chickpea. So when you chanting Hare Krishna, when you're searching with the devotees, the garbage in our heart for sitting in our heart for a lifetime, they start to come out. We're churning it. It comes out. And you throw it. The garbage is material desires. Desire for name, fame, glory. Desire for profit. Desire for acquiring more wealth. Desire for a home, desire for a good family. This is always desire, desires. Big list. There's one boy from the Bhakta Bhavan. he's asked me to find someone for him. And it's so difficult. Everybody, it doesn't suit you. She said, I don't like the guy. So it's like so difficult to find someone for someone. Everybody's like, they're so naggy and so choosy. It's already 6 months. You haven't found anyone. So I found someone, a girl that I know from Hong Kong. And so I connected them. She spoke to him for 1 minute. Put the phone down. He don't suit me the way you speak. Because he wanted that his mother stays with him. He said, no, I can't. Bang. So many requirements. You know, Gandhari from the Mahabharata. You know why she blindfolded? Because it was arranged marriage those days. People, she didn't know who he's going to marry, who she's going to marry. So they bought this Dhritarashtra. And the guy is blind. So when she saw her future husband going to be blind, so she voluntarily covered her eyes. That is chastity. These days, if you say chastity, they lock you up. They don't want to hear this word. That is the extent of your love. Oh, you know, they want to see nowadays how much dowry they can get. What qualification you have. If you're going to be able to take care of her. Like what kind of job you have. What kind of family, where you come from. So many requirements. And she didn't know. He's blind. He will be jobless. Nobody will hire him. He's blind. Imagine you go for a job interview and you're blind. He said, get out of here. So, point is, if you have that develop that quality, the spiritual quality is what attracts others. We're not in this age. You know, we have a sannyasi, we have the brahmachari, we have grihasthas. Everyone has their role. Our role, how we can give Krishna consciousness in our own way. Zare dekatare kaha Krishna upadesh. People come here from all stages of life. And they want to see a devotee. And they see a devotee going around very happy. They're emanating jewels of character, spiritual character, full of shining love. And life, full of life, dynamicness. They're not going to talk to you. You walk around like a morose, and you know. They're going to talk to you because you can attract them with your love that you have for Krishna. It's like a magnet, spiritual magnet. It's not just put a bead bag hanging around your neck, and then Haribol. You know, it's a one-day thing, a two-day thing. Just when you go to the temple, I'm a devotee. And when I leave the temple, I'm not. Always we have to be devotee. You love Krishna or not? Or just lip service? People say, you love me or not? Oh, only in the temple. That's all, thanks. I love you, Krishna, but only in the temple. Outside, not. Krishna's everywhere. He's almighty. He's everywhere. He is everything. He is in your heart, wherever you go. There's the animal, bear, I think. Bear, they can attack you. If you fight back, they attack you more. So I've heard, like you lay down and you pretend to be dead. They come around and they smell, and you're dead, they go. They live alone. So they had two friends, and they were under a tree, and a bear came and attacked. So one of the friends, he climbed up the tree. And because the other friend said, can you help me? I said, no, sorry. No, you have to help yourself. So he heard that he lay down, and he pretended to be like you're dead. See, he lay down, and he was pretending to be dead, and then the bear came along, and he smelled him, and he kept going. So then he asked his friend, come down now, the bear is gone. So the guy, his friend from the tree, came down, and he said, what did the bear... So bears went to his ear and his nose, his smelling. So he said, his friend from the tree came down and said, what did the bear tell you? He was speaking in your ear. Did he initiate you, or what did he say to you? He said, not to make friends with you. So everyone say, I'm your friend, but when the time comes, you take off. So Krishna says, Sridham Sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I'm the friend of all living entities. He's sitting in the heart. He's a real friend. So this is why we have to always imbibe Krishna in our life. He may say, oh, your wife, your children, you love them so much. Fine. But when you're really, really in difficulty, everybody's turned away from you. Isn't it? See, here's my friend here, Sudhir Govinda Prabhu, Sudhir Krishna Prabhu. He agrees. He's a very good grihastha. He will leave his job to come and take lunch here with the Pusharam because he's off to Radha Balava. He himself is a good cook. Yeah. So the point is, no one can save us. Krishna is our real friend. The gopis, when they saw Krishna, they saw Krishna as the lover. The cowherd boys, when they saw Krishna, they saw him, Krishna is their best friend. When Mother Yashoda saw Krishna is their best beautiful boy, son. Who else? Arjuna saw Krishna, my friend. My best friend. Everybody saw Krishna as their best. So we have to have that character. How we can make Krishna is life and soul. A life and soul of our life. Okay, you have this attachment, fine. But make Krishna is the best. You like to eat? Prabhupada said, you like to eat, fine. Take prasadam, offer to Krishna and take. You like to have money? Fine. Krishna will give you. But always remember, it's all Krishna's. Everything is Krishna's. If you want to get married, fine. Find a person who can help you to become Krishna conscious with each other. We're not saying no. These ashrams are there. Krishna created it. But do it in a way that Krishna is in the center. Don't overly become attached. So you can be attached to each other. Brahmacharis will get married. It's not, it doesn't say don't live a sannyasi life, whole life. No one can do it. Few can. But if you can, that's fine. Don't go around bragging, oh, I'm a sannyasi whole life, I never got married. Then you're going to fall down. Don't brag. Have that humility. It's Krishna's mercy that we can control our senses. With Krishna's mercy, we can walk our feet. By Krishna's mercy, we can taste the food. By Krishna's mercy, we can move our hand, click on your computer. By Krishna's mercy, we can breathe. By Krishna's mercy, we can see. We have the vision. It's all His mercy. By Krishna's mercy, your body is functioning. Because some people, body is not functioning. Isn't it? So always feel grateful to Krishna. Even if you have everything in life, money, women, wealth, home, and bank balance, whatever. It's all His mercy. Krishna's mercy. Just like someone give you all these things. Okay, you can have nice home, wealth, everything, but only for 80 years. After that, you have to give back to me. So whatever we have is all Krishna's, borrowed. We have to give it all back. Old age is there. Why Krishna created old age? Because at least in the old age, we turn to God. We know, we become wise. Our senses are falling apart. We can't enjoy anymore. Then we know, now it's time for God. So that is the vanaprastha life, where you separate husband and wife. Time for God. Actually, time for God always. But at least at that time, there's a set for everything. So that means human form of life is actually for cultivating love for God. But because you nag Krishna so much, okay, yeah, get married, have this woman, have this kid. But remember to remember me. Mam anuja anusmara juddha cha. Krishna says, you fight, but at the same time think of me. Mam anusmara juddha cha. Think of me. Anusmara. We are fighting in the battle with the senses, with maya. Some people, devotees ask me, I have so much work, family responsibilities, job. How can I remember Krishna? How can I get my rounds done? But that is the good thing. We have to find time. You have time to go to the toilet. You have time to eat. Time, make time to chant Hare Krishna. Right? Any questions? 15 minutes. Kibapi praki vanasi sadrakenanai jay krishna tatavita shay guru hoy. It's mentioned. Kibapi vipra keva nyasi, sanyasi. Vipra, brahmana, vipra, sudra kenanai. It doesn't matter. Even a sudra. Jay krishna tatavas. One who knows the truth of Krishna. Say guru hoy. He's a guru, a teacher. Okay, questions? Well, you can judge this for yourself. You can say, I don't want this teacher anymore. He called me a demon, a demeter. I was just chanting Hare Krishna all day in the temple. You can say that, but you need the education. Otherwise, when you get married, they say you're illiterate. You won't find anybody. So, it's a gamble. Or, you have to take what's necessary, reject what's unnecessary. Like find a gold in the dirty place. It's still gold. You wash it off and you take it. So you are taking some, it's part of a life for education. You have to have the certificate. Or if you really, yeah, I can teach you English. Well, I'm an English teacher too, devotee. I have the certificate, I can teach you English, but I won't. So you learn English and all the things necessary in life from a non-devotee. But at the same time, you're here. So you are balancing. So you have to accept what's favorable to serve Krishna, whereas reject what's unfavorable. That's how he says. So in Krishna consciousness, we have to accept something that are grihastha, those who are married. You know, we have 3 kids, 2 kids, whatever. All right. So, no, Ram's a bad job, like you stay at home, chant Hare Krishna all day. Not going to work. You need to go to school. Yeah? So, but you know underneath that the real reason for doing this, so you can serve Krishna. Later if you're married, or later if you have a job. So, you are underneath, you know that you're doing this as a side thing. as the part of life, you have to accept it. But because you know the actual responsibility is to serve Krishna. Go to the program, chant japa, associate devotees, take prasadam, offer to Krishna prasad, food, stuff, like this. And other things, you are doing it because you have to, for material things. But that is not the ultimate. At the time of death, and the death comes, you're dying, so, wait a minute, I don't know the ABC, can you, Krishna, wait, get my book out. And then he called the middle school here, So ultimate thing is Krishna consciousness. So all these things are not going to save you at the time of death. Your mathematics, your IT, through your computer. Just crush it. I'm going to have a big hammer, and a big sledgehammer, smash into pieces. I love it. That's what I did before when I was a small kid. And the first computer, I said, oh, it's rubbish now. I give it to me, I'll smash it, I love to. I crushed it. You couldn't find bits of it. So all these things, you're doing it just for the sake of doing it. But the real reason for our livelihood is to cultivate love for Krishna. Even if you have this much money, you can sleep on the money. You're not going to get love of God. You're going to still take a body as a dog in the next life. Your money is going to be here, according to your karma. But in the next life, you'll go back to Godhead. While people with money and material education, so on, so they're going to be still here. So you can have this thing, education, but your primary reason for doing all these things is so that you can have some basic education, basic livelihood, but all the other things is to get spiritual things from a temple, from a devotee, from your parents. You're going to walk around talking to yourself, blah, blah, blah. No one's going to talk to you. We're not Jarabharat. Everybody's not Jarabharat. Even his family rejected him. But they didn't know he was pure devotee. He was acting. He didn't want to get too involved. So he acted like a madman. When he started talking to Rahugana, he was talking philosophy. So he knew this guy is not actually what he is. He's just acting. So sometimes you have to do this like acting. You accept. But underneath, you are a great devotee. You have to be smart. I go around like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Underneath, you may be different. Don't always express yourself who you are. Keep some distance. Keep the secrecy. Good to keep some secrecy. Okay? TK, good answer? Anybody else? Give him the microphone. No, because other people are here listening online.
Where does the desire arise from?
Desire? Arise from? I don't know, you have to ask for yourself. Everybody knows where the desire is coming from. Just like if you eat, you know you're full. I can't tell that, how full you are. Right? So you know what type of desire you have, where it comes from, and how much of the desire you have in comparison. So that I can tell. Everybody knows. But the desire arises ultimately from not loving God. Look away from Krishna. All the desire is there. Material world. Not there, material world. So it's like you leave the temple, you go to the shopping center. They are saying, hey, come here. Hey, I tell you how to be love of Krishna. They're telling you, buy this, buy that. It's not temple. Temple's here. So desires come from disassociation of the devotees. Desire come from other desires. Increases. Like if you put fuel in the fire, it's only get bigger. So we're learning here how to put out the fire. So put fuel. It only increases. So the way to decrease or put out the fire is, that's not easy. You have to know the method. And the way to do it is Chaitanya Hare Krishna. Develop love for Krishna. develop love for Vaishnavas. Read the scriptures. Attend the class. It tells you. Oh, I got it now. Thank you for telling me. Huh? If you don't do this, who's going to tell you? You go to the, you ask this question to somebody in the supermarket. No. If you want to decrease your desire, buy more goods in the coals. That's what they tell you. But you ask a Vaishnava, they'll tell you, develop love for Krishna. Desires rise when there is less spiritual life. So the material life take over. Just like if you grow a plant, like we have Tulsi house or whatever vegetables you grow in your home, you gotta, every day you have to know when to water the plant and root out all the plants, all the weeds that grow around the plants, right? So it's a very regular thing, and you have to know how to do it. And they have cut the grass. Like I went away, the grass was this high. I got the machine, chopped it all off. It looks so nice now. Just on time to chop it off. Otherwise they're going to get really big, the desires. Chop it off. Sick a devotee. Like if you're getting sick, go to the doctor real quick. Otherwise it's going to get bigger. So desires get bigger and bigger. Consult a doctor, devotee. So the desire rise like the weeds. When you chant Hare Krishna, I'm such a good devotee. I'm chanting very, very good rounds. Everybody worship me. Fall at my feet. I'm loving it. Then this desire come for glory and name and fame. Right? These subtle desires. Everybody think you are so great, but the desire is growing very subtly. We don't know. It's very, Maya is very tricky. I'm loving it. Once you start loving it, oh, here, more Maya. Then before you know it, you're going to throw your danda. I don't want to be Hare Krishna anymore. Give me money. You know, so it's very careful. Are you actually developing love for Krishna or something else? So the weeds, they come along at the same time when you're planting, try to grow an avocado tree or any tree, there's going to be weeds that come along that you have to pull it out just on time. Otherwise they choke the tree. So they choke the devotion with these desires. That's how it's explained. So these glories that worship people glorify us. Wow, you are so great. These are like the weeds. They choke our devotion to Krishna. Then you start to like it. Oh, I love it. I love everyone glorifying me. You know, the glories goes to your guru, goes to Prabhupada, to Krishna. We are only the recipient. We have to hand it over. It's like I lived in Hong Kong, and I used to work there. So I was supposed to be the sales manager. I have no idea the sales manager. I was just a devotee chanting Hare Krishna. This was my visa to live there. So I was a sales manager suddenly. So I walk around, sales manager. What's your job position? I'm a sales manager. I had no idea what a sales manager is. So a sales manager means your salary is this much. So they were giving me big check at the end of the month. Big salary. Just for the government. But my real salary is much less. So when I get the cash out of the check from the bank, I have to give back some of it. Because just to show the government that this I'm the sales manager. So I never wanted to give back. I was always like, this is my money. Somehow it's very hard to give back when you cash your check. So anyway, my point is, so when you're doing devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna and reading, you know, desires come. It's very hard to not accept. People glorify, so I start to like it. And they didn't want to give to Krishna. You think, I'm so great. I know. Who are you? You know, like I've been a devotee for like 50 years now. You know what I mean? So these are all subtle things, like the weeds. You have to pull it out just on time. There was a choke our devotion, the subtle desires. Understand? Any more questions? Kichu is not going to be served till 9 o'clock. Another 5 minutes. Big knowledge, huh? This big, or you measure it? Any more questions, Mataji? Anywhere at the back? I've never heard of you ever make any questions. The Prabhu in the pink shirt. Yeah. Listener? Oh, yeah. He's just sinking it all in? Okay. I get it. So I'm also giving class tomorrow. So be here. It's going to be the following up the same things, philosophy, in the next verse. It's all similar issues we're discussing. So be here tomorrow. We can discuss even more. Okay, have questions ready. So we'll discuss. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.